In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like $1 million.
Scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So this week's Thursday Therapy, we have Sarah Jane Ho. She's a Harvard Business School grad, Netflix star, and manners expert who founded institutes in China to teach manners and etiquette. Her new book, Mind Your Manners, is out now. So the book provides readers the tools that can help us all to thrive socially, professionally, and romantically at home and abroad, both in person and online. So let's see how we can improve our manners, friendship, social work, dating, relationships, family, food, and travel. Let's get her on.
Hi. Hi, Jana.
How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for it's such an honor.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. It's an honor to chat with you. Congrats, because by the time this episode airs, your book will be out. So I'm so excited to get my hands on it too, because manners is a big, big thing in our household. But I love the fact that your book breaks it down into the different parts too, because I've never really thought about it in the dating and relationship world or the friendship and social life world too. So I'm curious to kind of break down the differences of like where the manners come in with that. Like I think in my mind, I know what it might be, but I'm just curious, like for you, well, first and foremost, did you grow up in a house where your like manners were the number one thing at like the dinner table and so on?
Yeah, that is a great question. I grew up in Hong Kong. Well, actually by the age of 14, I had lived in Papua New Guinea, the UK, Hong Kong, where my parents are originally from, and Exeter, New Hampshire, where I went to boarding school. I went to Phillips Exeter Academy. And my mom is, I don't know if you've heard of the term tiger mother. There's that book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mom.
Okay, yep.
And that's how a lot of Chinese parents are, and Hong Kong mothers are particularly tiger. My mother was very demanding. She was a very high-achieving woman, and she was very demanding of me too. So even let's say if I were to, we were having lunch with family, friends, or with family, if somebody's glass was, you know, was half empty, she would be kicking me under the dinner table, motioning me to top up, you know, so-and-so's teacup or wine glass. So I definitely grew up. I do think that, and part of, you know, my etiquette school that I have in China, the reason why we chose not to teach children, but to teach mothers, is because I think it really begins with mothers and in the home. And I think the most beautiful gift a parent can give their child is good manners.
So that's my one question with that, is because we are big manners table. You know, my daughter, especially, she has a little bit more of a difficult time sitting at the table, and you know, she's always moving her chair. And I'm like, Jolie, you know, please sit down. And then, you know, she'd rest her hand like that. I'm like, all right, you know, don't put your hand on the table, keep her legs down. And I feel like I'm riding her, but I don't want to be that parent that's like, Jolie, put your legs down. Jolie, put your hand down. Or like, Jace, put your hand down. And it's like, But I'm also like, I was raised on like manners and etiquette too at the table. And I think it's important because I don't just want a bunch of wild animals at the table. So I want it to be enjoyable for everyone there. So do you think that's because you were raised in that more tiger mom era, like were you, do you think it's a bad thing to ride the kid that much then?
You know, I think that as like in the old times, parents were much more strict, right? And now, especially with, you know, you and I are the same generation. And as millennials, we are much more, I think we're much more softer and aware of sort of the mental health issues for our, mm-hmm. for our children. But I do think that discipline is still very important. Mm-hmm. And I don't regret my mother being, you know, disciplining me and being strict with me because, when you go out into the world and, you know, I think it's, it also depends how old your child is. I mean, if she's very young, then she probably has some issues focusing right at such a young age. But I do think that discipline and routine and, you know, just good parenting is very important.
Right. No, I mean, I totally agree with you there. And it's something that, you know, I'm going to continue to do. My fiance is very helpful with me too, as well. Like we make sure that, you know, it's not, it's something that they, you know, not eating with their mouths, you know, open and, you know, it's all of that. But I'm curious on the flip side of things, when you go into like, what are some manners in the dating and relationship and friendship social area too, that you talk about in your book?
Yeah. So the book is spread across 5 different chapters. So there's love and relationship, dating and relationships, family, career, food and travel. And so, you know, I'd say we can start off with social, I guess.
Okay.
But, you know, one thing is that, I always say like one thing that everybody could do better around the world is greetings and introductions. And that's also when somebody introduces two people, that is when it's very revealing if they, how they do it, you can tell number one, I guess how they were raised, like in their level of EQ. And number two, like how good of a host they are.
Mm.
A lot of people would just say, oh, this is Sarah Jane. This is Jaina. She's also a Sagittarius. You're December 2nd, right? She's December 5th. You two are both Sagittarius friends of mine. You know, John is from Michigan. Sarah Jane's from Hong Kong. And, you know, you're both sort of newly married / engaged. And John is just about to have a baby or just had a baby. And Sarah Jane's, you know, planning on having kids. So when you're doing introductions, to be able to give enough information about each person who's meeting each other for the first time so that they can easily continue a conversation and you can actually even bow out. That to me shows a very high level of hosting or hostessing.
I like that. I feel like I do that because I always want everyone to be friends. And I want everyone to like get along or to be able to talk or just like have something in common. So I feel like I try to do that. Okay. But on the dating side, what's the best manner that you think is something that people should take away from the book as well?
Oh, I think that, well, for dating, and actually this can even apply to social too, the most attractive thing about a person is conflict resolution. Because everybody, right, when things are going well, it's easy to be on good behavior. But when something doesn't go your way, how you deal with that really shows who you are as a person. And on the flip side, so in my Netflix show, Mind Your Manners, one of my students, Rochelle, she told me during the dumpling making session that when she was younger and just started dating, her aunties, so her mother's sisters, told her, when you first start dating a guy, early on, disagree with something or break a date. And that's almost
like
a test.
Wait a minute. A test for what though?
A test to see how he's going to respond. And you know what? Oh. If he gets angry, if he gets aggressive, if he's not okay with things not going his way, then those are like red flags of, I mean, even like abusive behavior later down the line.
Ladies, listen up. That's a good little, I mean, I loathe the game playing in relationships. Having said that, that's a good one. If you're going to do it.
And it's a test, right? Especially if you're looking to be serious with somebody and you want to know what they're going to be like. Everybody always puts on their best behavior in the beginning. It's like the longer you're in it, right? Then everything else comes out. So this is you should absolutely be testing somebody early on.
And you don't see that as games?
No, this is not manipulative, because it should be something, because something always happens. Let's say you're meant to have a date, but then you had to work late at the office, mm-hmm. right? Or something came up, your boss, you needed to turn something in for like a deadline was like pushed early, was brought forward, right? Or you just are not feeling well and you just don't feel like going to the movies because you came down with a cold, right? So be who you are, but like, don't be afraid to express this. And, you know, when in my younger days, I've been in relationships with controlling people, and I think so have you, and how much could we have saved ourselves if we had known these things sooner? So to me, the sexiest man is somebody who is able to resolve conflict in a calm and mature way. And I feel that I have that in my husband, where, you know, difficult conversations, how do you approach difficult conversations, right? Are you calm, or do you get like, you know, do you get dramatic and emotional and aggressive? Like, you can, I often say etiquette, people think etiquette is one big no, it's one big limiting thing. Like, you can't do this, you can't say that. People will come to me and say, oh, Sarah Jane, but I have really bad etiquette because I'm too honest. Like, this person does not understand the spirit of etiquette. Etiquette is enabling. It is empowering. It will let you do what you want to do. It will let you speak to the person you want to speak to. It will let you set a boundary that you want to set. It's all just about how you do it.
Honesty is obviously the number one key and the best thing to be, but it's how you also deliver that is, I think, the etiquette and right and the manners in it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Did you break up with a boyfriend over text message? Did I see that on your show?
It was on my show. It was on my New York Times style profile.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You know, so I'm curious about that, because if we flip the script, right? And that's what me and my fiance like to say a lot. Like, all right, if we flip the script, how would it feel on the other side? So if that flip was script, like, have you been broken up with on a text message? And would you have appreciated that?
Well, nobody would appreciate being broken up with over text. I probably have been ghosted.
Was it a weak moment in manners with you, Sarah? Like, we all make mistakes.
Here's the thing. New York Times, for my style profile, they shadowed me over like 2-3 days. And of course, they take the one thing that I say.
Well, obviously, welcome to being a celebrity, you know, like.
And I was like, when I saw that article, because they don't tell you, they don't give you advance notice, as you know. And I saw that article and I cringed. And I sent it to my cousin, Adrian, who's like my bestie. And she was like, OMG. And then and I was like, oh, do I post this or not? Because it's my New York Times style profile. I really like the photo, but this headline. And 10 minutes later, when she finished reading the article, my cousin, she was like, you know what? This is actually the best headline. And I was like, you know what it is? Because it's showing that etiquette is contextual. And by the way, it's also unexpected. And I'm never trying to pretend to be holier than thou or like, you know, like I'm not Miss Goody Two Shoes. I like to say I'm Miss Manners with a touch of Machiavelli. And by the way, so that was an on again, off again boyfriend. He was really controlling. It was day nine of shooting my Netflix show. And I was just like, here I am, like, you know, teaching my students to be their best selves. And then on the other hand, I have this controlling and insecure boyfriend who's calling me all the time, making me cry, like before I show up on set. And by the way, his ex-wife had divorced him by email and CC'd his mother.
Oh, so this is a track record then for his life too.
I think it's okay to ghost. It's okay to break up over text when somebody's in denial and not accepting your decision, right? He had trouble with like me setting boundaries.
Listen, girl, I've done it too. So this is not me coming on to you. Like this is, I think it's just one of those things where, you know, if it's safer to text, you know, if you feel safer to have that conversation over text, then that's the way to do it. You know, I think there's etiquette in maybe not ghosting someone. That to me, I've never liked, even in the dating world. I'm like, just say you're not into me. Like I'm actually fine with that. I've at least given that respect to other people over text. I have a hard time doing it on the phone because it's that uncomfortable. Why I don't want to upset them, but I also want to speak my truth. So, you know, I think there's, for me, at least in the dating world, I think ghosting is very poor etiquette. And I don't think it's really fair. I think you just be like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm just, either lie or say I'm not into you. One of the two. Like, just be like, I'm just not ready. And you want to go be with someone, other girl tomorrow night, fine. But just like, be honest, like with, or just like, let me know, or and just don't like disappear is what I would. But then again, that shows like the guy's character. So anytime a girlfriend in the dating world is like, oh, this guy didn't text me back, I'm like, well, then you know what? He was not he's not your person. Move on, next, you know, don't waste your time.
Totally. And for me, I'll even just, you know, delete that person because I'm very much about moving on and not looking in the past. I like to look forward. I think that's a very Sagittarian trait.
Wait, you're Sagittarius too?
Yeah, I'm December 5. You're December 2.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
And so to me, it's like, you know what? Some people will like you. Some people won't. Some people can't date you because maybe they already have an existing relationship or some issue going on in their life. But so what? Like, move on next.
So what did Post Malone ask you for?
Are you talking about the Instagram post that I have of me and him holding chopsticks up to the camera from October?
Yeah. So he reached out to you when he was on tour, right?
No. So, okay. No. So my friend was part of his tour. My childhood friend. And so I just joined them. I was in Singapore for F1, which he was headlining. And then I joined them in Hong Kong for a part of his Asia tour. And we were at a Chinese restaurant in Hong Kong. And when everybody sat down, there were two pairs of chopsticks on the table. So for each person, there's an inner chopstick and an outer chopstick. And pretty much like everybody except for me was kind of confused. But what I love about Post is that, or Posty as we call him, is that he is so secure. He is so respectful of different cultures. This was like amazing to me. Like it was really unexpected, but so amazing to learn that about him. He really wanted to understand like the proper way in each culture of how to, you know, of a custom or how to use a, you know, or the food. So I explained, to everybody at the table. I said, there's an inner chopstick. Well, so the outer chopstick, and they're both situated on the right-hand side of your plate, but the outside chopstick is the one that is used to bring food from the Lazy Susan or from the common dishes to your plate. It never touches your mouth, so it's clean. And then the chopstick on the inside is the one that brings food to your mouth. So that's like your personal, you know, with your saliva on it.
Ah.
Right? Isn't that fun? And yeah. And he was of the whole table, he was the only person who asked. You know, most people wouldn't ask. They'd kind of be like, oh, a little confused, a little embarrassed, but just see what other people do. And he said, oh, what are these chopsticks? And I explained. And he is such a gentleman. Post Malone is such a gentleman.
So there was no manner problems with Post Malone. I like that.
None. He taught me some incredible human being.
What's
beautiful
one that
human
he taught
being.
You?
Just the way he treated people and how he used humor to diffuse like any awkward situations. Like he was always so relaxed and knew when to bring in humor. He's very funny and he's incredibly nice and he notices everybody in the room.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. Instead, because I'm sure a lot of people are noticing him. He's not one that's easy to hide. So I love that. I love to hear that. That's great. All right. Favorite chapter in your book, why, and what do you want the biggest takeaway to be for your book?
Ooh, favorite chapter in my book. Well, you know, writing this book was really cathartic for me because I bring in a lot of anecdotes, case studies, mini pro tips, but also a lot of my failings, of my personal stories. I make myself very vulnerable in my book, and it's a very meaty book. Like I wanted a book that would scratch the surface and be really practical and help people see things in a different way. So every single chapter, even writing the family chapter, I mean, you know, nothing cuts us to the core like a family conflict, right? And our family, they really know how to push our buttons because they installed them. Mm-hmm. And then writing the love chapter it made me like review all my relationships. And as a Saggy, you know, there have been a few relationships.
yeah. We love to love.
And so that was probably like one of the most meaningful chapters to me of which would like, cause I feel that I don't regret any single relationship I've had, even the bad ones.
Sure.
Because it taught me the kind of person that I don't want to be and the kind of person I don't want to be with. And then, the beautiful relationships, you know, the ones that taught me how to love and how to be loved, I'm also grateful for because it's also just helped me be a better partner to my husband and realize that like, it's something that you really have to work on constantly. No.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would probably say like the love and relationships chapter is one of my favorites.
And then what is the biggest takeaway that you want for your readers?
My biggest takeaway for my readers would be that, you know, people think, so like the way I approach this book and the way I've really approached my life because I've lived in so many different cultures is that I see myself as a microcultural anthropologist. I went to Georgetown. I was an English major, but my favorite class was anthropology, which is the study of human behavior. And I feel that, you know, you don't even have to go to a different country to see a different microculture. You could, like, even in our one day in our lives, we move across many, like even at the office, different departments or different sets of friends. These are all different microcultures. And every time I go, I meet somebody new, I'm with a new group of people or in a new country, the first thing I'm doing is I see myself as what we call in the field. And I'm observing and I'm thinking, what are the codes of conduct here? How are people behaving? How are they speaking? What is their accent? What slang are they using? Are they sort of more aggressive or are they more like a type A or are they type B? You know, and then I'm sort of unconsciously adjusting myself to make them feel comfortable around me because that is what etiquette really is. It's about putting other people around you at ease. And once they feel comfortable around you, then you feel comfortable around them. And I feel that that is what makes us human, which is belonging, human connection. And it's something that we need now more than ever, especially coming out of the pandemic, right? Where all of our social skills are a little bit rusty. We all went through a mental health crisis globally. From lockups, from being locked down, lockdowns, and especially for children, you know, for students who missed out on all that socializing and in college and school.
Yeah, well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. I appreciate it, and everyone, go get Mind Your Manners. It's out now. Amazing. Thank you so much, thank friend. You so appreciate much, you. Jana.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.